Now, I have my pricing director, Paul, here on the line. Sorry, he's jumping onto the line. Basically, he's going to answer a couple questions for you, okay? Take it away, Paul.
Hi there, Tomas. Tomas, I appreciate your patience. Thank you for holding. I am the regional pricing director here for Florida, and John wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of the service, how it works, what's included, answer any questions you have, and then also to apply a reduced rate here for your business. With so much experience, 25 years in the area and the industry, you certainly do qualify for reduced pricing as an established business. Well, happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Pretty good.
Good. Yeah. Well, I appreciate your time. I'll certainly be respectful of it. And you know how this works. I mean, obviously, from the notes here, it looks like you tried it for a couple of months. You're not getting any results. When I do a search for your company and I'm searching for your business name specifically, we don't want your customers to have to do it this way, but I wanted to find out what you actually had online for your business. And if you've been with another company that was doing their job, you would have page after page of directory submissions. Google looks at almost 70 different destinations and directories. I notice you've got a couple. I mean, you've got a Yelp listing. But, I mean, Yelp is no more important to Google than anything like Opendi, Point.com, Solio, Telnav. Like I said, all of those directories are important, and what the search engines search for, they all kind of convince the search engines, reassure them that if someone were to call you, you would in fact be able to provide those services. So our job, of course, is to create that content for your business, make sure that people can find you when they're looking for tree service, tree trimming, tree pruning, crowning, thinning, lacing, whatever they might type in, as long as it's a service you want to be found for, we make sure that your business will be one of those top options. Now, John said your website kind of stalled out with that other company. There's nothing currently active for your business. That's okay. I mean, we cannot wear a black eye for what went wrong with that other company, but we can certainly do right by your business. We've been around since 2004. So we'll definitely do things within Google compliance, and a lot of the times we'll be able to include a website at no additional cost. Like I said, you do have some directories. There's a little bit of inconsistency with the address, with the branding of the business name even. In some cases, I see Tomas Flores Tree Service. In other cases, Tomas Tree Service and Lawn Maintenance. There's a 71st Place North address, then there's also just 71st Street listed. So there is a little bit of inconsistency. There's a Boynton Beach, but we can clean all that up. You know, we would do what's called a NAPW audit. We want name, address, phone number, website. We want all of it to be accurate and consistent. So part of what's wrong with why you're not getting phone calls, you're simply missing a lot of the content Google wants to see, and then in some cases there's inconsistent information for the branding of the business. That also hurts your ranking. So we'll fix all of that, clean up what's wrong, create what's not there, and even include a website. Now, because you are willing to travel, you know, for the right job, maybe 50 miles, this will also include a social media campaign because we want you to get your phone ringing quickly. We want to be able to target specific cities, zip codes, subdivisions even, where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. So there's going to be a paid Facebook ad component to this as well. Now, once we get your phone ringing, Tomas, are you doing, you're doing residential and commercial, but do you have a preference of one over the other, or do you kind of like the mix as it comes?
What do you say?
Do you prefer residential over commercial, or are you just kind of like getting phone calls either way?
Either way, I don't
know,
you know.
Gotcha. Yeah, and it's good to have those opportunities, and we will make sure that we're targeting both high-end residential clients as well as commercial clients. The calls, of course, will come directly to you, and
and it's not just you, right? It's you and a couple of guys or a crew helping you out?
Mm.
Who does the work, Tomas?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Who actually performs the tree service?
Yes, me.
Just you? Really? You're the climber and everything else? Okay.
Yeah, not got a guy to climb, got guys running everything, you know. Yeah, I got nine people working with me.
Oh, so you do have a crew. You've got people helping, but obviously you're the sole owner. I gotcha. And you do have photos of some of the work that you've done in the past, right? Like before and after photos?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect. Mm-hmm. So we can use those photos and build a website for you. We would actually build, host, maintain, and update your website. So we can always use photos that you have now. And as we send you new jobs, you can take photos or even videos, and we can add that content to your website. There would never be any additional cost. And when we get your phone ringing, this number that we're speaking on, this is the business number, right? This is the number you want your customers to call?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And yep. You can receive a text message on this number too, right?
Yep.
Perfect. Most of the time, you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature, so residential and commercial clients will pick up the phone and call you directly. Now, on the website that we'll build, there's also going to be a contact form, so people can tell you where they're located, what they want to have done, when they want you to come out. When they fill out that form, Tomas, you get a text message as well as an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form will repopulate on your tracking and your reporting, so you'll know how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, I don't have any questions. You know, the thing is, you know, everything is, what you're telling me is great, but, you know, and I got a lot of confused, you know, a lot of people, a lot of phone calling.
I get that. I mean, you've been around for a long time. And when positions like this become available, I mean, smart SEO companies do want to work with an established company because you know what you're doing, right? You do quality work, and even if you're taking on more work, you'll still get good reviews. We can easily keep you on that first page, and it's great for us to promote you as a well-established company, someone with experience, someone who knows what they're doing, someone you should trust, someone you should call. Now, what I did just now, I texted out to you, well, it's an SMS through the computer, but it works the same way. So it's a text message, localsplash.com-SEO packages. So name of the company is Local Splash. Localsplash.com is the website. The link is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. It's our pricing page off of our website. What I want you to do is put me on speakerphone and open that up. At the top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Mm-hmm.
You are? Okay. So you see where it says track your success?
Hello. Yeah, I open right now.
Okay, good. So you can see, like I said, you can track your success. You'll have 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard. You can see how much work you're getting, where it's coming from. You can also monitor your reviews, and you'll have reviews. I mean, we are creating almost 70 different destinations and directories, Yelp, Facebook, Super Pages, Manta. Most of those directories do allow someone to write a review. So you'll have reviews on different platforms across the Internet. Wherever those reviews originally populate, they will repopulate on the review tab of your tracking system. So from one place, you can request reviews, you can respond to reviews, or you can have us, Tomas, respond to those reviews for you. We would do that for you at no additional cost as part of the service. We've been around since 2004. That's over 18 years of industry experience and expertise. That's a long time. Not quite as long as you, but it's a long time for any business and any industry, and certainly for search engine optimization, which is obviously a very young industry. 18 years is a long time. We've got a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. It's a month-to-month service. Obviously, we have to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time for you to be a satisfied client. If you scroll down to the middle, it's going to say Google Ads Partner, and there's a box, colorful G inside it, says Google Partner just below that. Tomas, click right on that box. It goes directly to google.com/partner. It's not just copy and paste it off the Internet. That is our official badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. And like I said, if you click on it, it goes to Google's website. So right on Google's website, you can see that local splash is indeed a Google partner. That's going to make all the difference in the world for you. And I've been in this industry for a long time. In fact, April 17th, I celebrated my 10-year anniversary with this company. And I would definitely say the hardest part about my job, kind of what you experienced, there's so many of these so-called SEO companies coming out of the woodwork. They all claim to provide first-page placement. Most of them are just a couple of guys in a basement or a firm overseas or some startup that's been around for a year or less. We've been around, like I said, since 2004, and we're a Google partner. So when Google makes changes to their PAC or map algorithm, they share it with us. You know, most of the time, they just want us to add new directories, sometimes to stop creating certain directories. But whatever those changes are, we are in that conversation ahead of the curve to make sure that you've got the right content that will keep your phone ringing. Now, if you scroll down just below that, you'll see the SEO packages. I think the most budget-friendly way to cover a 50-mile service area would be the Platinum package. That's the one that we're talking about here with the Facebook ads included. You can see it's listed at $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. That $898, if you add it up, almost $1,000. That's about what we spend on our end in the first month, building a website, paying for Facebook ads, 70-plus directories, cleaning up any information that's already out there. When we're charging you $299, that puts us in the hole. I mean, we've got skin in the game, too. So your success is our success. It's month to month. We're not even locking you into a contract long enough to cover our costs, but we know that our clients keep the service long term because it's profitable to be on that first page, and we know that you'll see that success as well. And especially for well-established companies, we want to make it affordable for you. So you're looking at $299 for the Platinum package. It is a fixed flat rate. It'll never go up, not as long as you use the service. It'll stay exactly $299. There's just going to be that one-time setup fee, and you can see across the board, it's $299. That's for the SEO content creation mostly and cleaning up, and we have to do the NAPW audit, name, address, phone number, and website. Like I said, for you, we're going to spend quite a bit of time in the very beginning just cleaning up inaccurate or inconsistent information with the branding of the business. But what I would be able to do here for you is take $200 off of that setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $99, so you're looking at $398 to get started every month after that, though it drops down to that flat rate of $299, and that is the exact amount. So you're saving $500 in your first month alone, and every month after that, you're going to save that $300 every single month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, you know, if you have a job, I don't have no problem, you know, but, if I get it, you guys, you know, and, the phone continues, no ringing, it's a big problem.
Well, you know, nobody wants to pay for something that's not worth it, and you can spend a dollar on something worth a dime, you're still overpaying, right? So we're not the cheapest service in town, that's for sure, but it's a comprehensive package that actually works. And like I said, you know, we would have to earn your business for several months just for us to break even on that. I certainly cannot wear a black eye for the other company. I know you've been with them for a couple of months and you haven't even seen a website yet. I mean, we create the content right away. Everything happens pretty quickly here when it's a month-to-month service. So, I mean, you are on this call already because I know that you want this. You want it to work. You know, we are a Google partner, and no one can get you on the first page faster than a Google partner. Like I said, we're already reducing the cost of the service. Is it the actual cost of the service itself? I mean, you already said you can handle more business with your nine guys and you want to get them to work. So, I mean, what can I do here? Let me ask you this, though. Realistically, like, on average, I know it depends if it's a trim job or if you're taking down the whole tree or grinding out an existing stump, whatever, but like on average, how many jobs would I need to send your way to offset the cost of $299 or $398 to get started?
Yeah, I know. It's, you know, and
you can say it. It's one job, right? It's one job, right?
One job, I can pay the moon in one time.
You could with one job.
Yeah.
Now, with a 50-mile service area and paid Facebook ads to cover that area, do you not think you'll get at least one job a month from people using Google or Facebook?
Oh, okay, give me a favor. If I'm doing some job over here right now, call me tomorrow by same time. I'll take care of you guys and, tomorrow and call me around by this time tomorrow, okay?
Tomas, I know you're a busy guy. I know you'll be busy tomorrow as well. I've got you on the phone right now, and this is the position that we're tasked with filling. That means we're going to keep calling through the area until we find the one company to work with. The exclusivity means that we can't put our clients in competition with each other. It also means that you're going to get the maximum return on investment, which, of course, is good for you. More phone calls for you means you want to keep the service, which is good for us because, like I said, we're going to go in the hole for 2 or 3 months just to break even. We want you to see that success, but that also means that once we hang up, once we disconnect, our mapping coordinators are going to continue to call through the area to connect me with the next eligible business that would benefit from this. Now, I don't always talk to companies that have been around for 25 years, and the longer that you're in business, the easier it is for us to get you success. I mean, when someone can type in tree service or tree trimming and see, wow, this guy's got a great looking website. He does quality work. He's been around since, you know, 2000, whatever, 1999 something. You've been around for 25 years, right? I mean, I want to work with a guy who's been around and doing it for a long time. It's kind of a no-brainer if I were to see your website. The problem right now is people don't know you're there. I mean, some people do. Yes, of course, you've been around for 25 years. People know your name. Not everyone does, though. Not everyone knows you or gets recommended to you by somebody else, so they're going to Google it. They're going to go on the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. They're going to find somebody who's been around for a year or less or, you know, a couple of few years. They're going to work with somebody who might not even do the same quality work that you do simply because they're going to find that guy and not you. I know you want your business to be on that first page. You want to work with a Google partner who's been doing it for almost as long as you have. Let me ask you this. Because you haven't said it yet, but I mean, return on investment is always the important thing with any form of advertising. And if I make the investment easier for you, then it's easier for you to visualize the return, right? I don't always do this, especially since we're already including a website. But what if I were able to not just knock $200 off of your setup fee? What if I was able to waive your entire setup fee altogether? You know, do $299 out the door. You know, you're saving $5.99 in the first month. It's almost like getting the entire first month for free just for the normal cost of the setup fee. But it's better than that, Tomas, because next month it won't be $5.99. It would stay at $2.99. If I can waive your entire setup fee and do that for the flat rate of $2.99 with a website included, you know, being that we've got the experience and the expertise to actually get you the results that you're looking for, I mean, that's got to be more than fair enough to get that going for you, right?
Yes, but, my God.
I hear the yes, but I also hear the but.
Yeah,
you
I understand,
right?
You know.
You want the service.
Hello?
You want to be on the first
page.
So the but is not the $299, right? I don't think it was even $398, right? But I'm trying to make it affordable enough for you to drop the but and just go with the yes, right? Is it trust? I mean, I know you were burned before. Okay. Well, here's the thing about trust. It's hard to earn and easy to lose, right? But you can't make me wear a black eye for the other company, right? But at the same time, we can't swear off something that we want or need, something that's good for us simply because we had a bad experience in the past, right? I mean, if babies gave up after the first or tenth time they fell on their butt or their face, we'd all still be crawling around. None of us would get up and walk. right?
Yeah.
If you gave up on women, are you married? Do you have a wife or a girlfriend?
Yes.
Was she the first girl you kissed? I'm guessing no. Let me put it this way. You dated many women who wasted your time and took your money, right? You have this other SEO company that did the same thing. Wasted your time, took your money. But you didn't swear off women. You're happily married now. I'm not asking you to marry us. It's a month-to-month service.
How long
is it? I'm asking you to give you a chance.
To building everything in my company.
So it happens quickly. I mean, we do a number of things, and they all have their own time frame. Now, Facebook wants us to stay 7 to 10 business days to get those up and running. That's maybe par for the course. Usually, in my experience, it's maybe on the long side of things. A lot of times we can get that going in 7 days or less. The website, if you can send us photos, we can get that going pretty quick. It usually takes about 3 to 5 business days for us to get that website started. The directory submissions are usually started in that same time. Now, if we were not doing Facebook ads, we would say 30 to 45 business days for first page placement for the local only start from scratch campaign.
And,
right? But with the Facebook ads, we get your phone ringing faster.
What's the total have to pay today?
Well, we were at $398. I'd have to ask my supervisor to waive the rest of that setup fee and drop it down to $299. But if I can get that down to $299, you'd move forward today then, right?
Yeah, but that's every month?
Yeah. Instead of $599, it'd be $299. So every month, you save $300. And that includes Facebook ads. It includes $100 that goes towards Facebook ads.
I want to see job in the front, you know, because if I don't see job, I can't see you guys.
You know, it is a month-to-month service, and all we're really asking for is the opportunity to get this going for you. But I know you're going to give it a couple of months, like any good form of advertising, but it is going to work for you. And I'm happy that you're giving me this opportunity. Let me make sure, though, that my supervisor is going to allow me to waive the entire setup fee. I'm going to send him a real quick message. And while I'm waiting for him to respond back, is the business Tomas Floristry Service, or is it Tomas Floristry Service and Lawn Maintenance? How do you actually want the company to be branded on
I don't know. I tell the lady, you know, the business Tomas Floristry Service.
Yeah, I like that. Know, but, it appears in most places.
Yes, but that's the real name for the business. But I know, you know, you can put it there that Thomas is doing low maintenance. Thomas is doing stone grinding. But
of course,
some people you know, understand putting Tomas low maintenance. Tomas Floristry Service and low maintenance. That's the long name.
It is a long name, and imagine if you said stump grinding, tree trimming, and everything else. You don't have to list all the services you provide in your business name itself. We'll take care of that on all the directories and the website that we'll create. So we'll go with Tomas Flores Tree Service. Tomas, the number that we're speaking on, this is the business number, right? This is the number you want your customers to call? Okay.
Yep.
And then what is a good email address either for you or for your company?
I have another one there. You see the one is, it's on a website. The lady make it to me, but I don't know if it's still working that thing, you know. Well, you gotta make another one.
It could be a personal email too, and we can always update that if it ever has to change. But this is really,
you know, I got a couple bad reviews and that's the email, you know. That's what
okay.
I like to put in.
Well, we can always put a new email, but to be honest with you, this email is really not going to be seen by your customers. It's just going to be connected to the contact form on your website. So if someone fills out that form, like I said, you get a text message as well as an email. They don't have to see the actual email address. We will use it, though, when we contact you, when we, you know, send you information that we want you to have for your records.
My personal email is Flores Tomas.
gmail.com. So last name, first name, 19@gmail.com. So definitely a personal email. No
Flores,
one's going to need to
Flores,
see it. Flores
the
Tomas.
The first one is Flores Tomas 19@gmail.com.
Perfect. And did you have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Yeah, text mass is good, you know, whatever.
Okay. I'll put text preferred, but there's going to be some redundancy, some overlap. We may have to, you know, email you or give you a quick phone call, but I'll put text preferred. Text preferred is actually the most common response that I get from service-based businesses, which actually brings me to my next question. You are service-based, right, meaning that you always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's no physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom, nothing that we would need to promote for your business as an address, right?
You know, when the people call me and they
talk to them, you go out to them, right? Perfect. You know, that's kind of how Google expects it to work for service-based businesses. They don't expect you to see customers coming to you, even if you had an office where you did your paperwork or a shop where you kept your equipment. If customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want to list any physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. I did, though, see a physical address, 17164 71st Place North. Is that accurate? Is that a residence?
What's the address?
15164 71st Place North.
Yeah, that's what I live in.
Oh, that's your home. Gotcha. Yeah, so you receive mail there, but you don't receive customers there. Like I said, we're not going to have that physical address pop up anywhere online. And then if you don't have – oh, hang on one second. I got a chime. I hope it's from my boss. Oh, it is. So it says, Paul, for this very well-established business, especially one that is or has tried this with another company, I'd be more than happy to approve your request to include a website at no additional cost, and waive the entire $299 setup fee. Because I'm looking forward to helping this company to continue to thrive in an online environment where just about everyone goes online looking for the services that they need. So I'm glad that he approved that. I didn't think there was any question that he would. Like I said, I've been with the company myself for over 10 years. Usually when I ask for something, they see the wisdom in it. So you're looking at $299 out the door. In fact, what I'll do, I'll read a voice verification. It's required of us as Google partners. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're actually waiving your entire setup fee, that we are including the website for you at no additional cost, etc. Now, Mr. Flores, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask for any form of payment. Well, I at least want you to feel comfortable. I can read that first, and if everything makes sense, we can move forward from there. Is that fair? Okay. So, Tomas, let me get that set up here, and then we're going to schedule the follow-up call with our technician to get all the information we need. The voice verification reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Tomas, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Okay.
I have Tomas Flores Tree Service. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. And then, Mr. Flores, please state your name and your official title within the business.
I don't understand what's the title. My name is Tomas Flores.
Right, and you own the company, right? You're the owner of the business?
Yes.
Right, so, yes. You know, your title is the owner, the head honcho, the big cheese. You're the guy who has all the headaches. Okay. But as the owner of Tomas Flores Tree Service, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right? You make all the decisions for your company?
What did you say?
You make all the marketing purchases and all the financial decisions for your business, right? So you're authorized to enter into this agreement? Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yep.
And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Flores, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yeah, you can send the bill to the house, or you want to...
No, we'll take care of it here now over the phone. We just want to make sure, and it is a silly question, but we just want to make sure that you're not going to use a credit card that you borrowed from a friend or found off the street. I mean, it is your card, and you're authorized to use it, right? Okay. So, Mr. Flores, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. It is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to reach out and contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion. The phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Tomas, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. As long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the service. Now, it does say in hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we are already aware of what is already out there. We are not saying you cannot hire someone else. Of course, you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone else, someone new that you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Now, like I said, we are going to do what's called a NAPW audit. We want to make sure that name, address, well, there won't be an address, but the name, the phone number, the website that we'll create, all of that information will be accurate for your business. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Tomas, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with the website included, and then with my supervisor actually allowing me to waive your entire setup fee, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which we're actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 15th of June, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. Mr. Flores, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard costs of the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is also included at no additional cost, which again means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 15th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $299, and once again, that rate will never go up on you. Now, we do offer our services on a month-to-month basis. We do ask that you give us at least 2 months to get this going for you to see the maximum return on your investment. But it's offered at will on a month-to-month basis, which means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can even pause the service. Let's say you get more work than you can take on or want to go on vacation. You could, in fact, pause the service seasonally if needed, but I don't think that would be the case where you are. But you could do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request, Tomas, to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Flores, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Tomas, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Okay.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification, Tomas. I do need to schedule the follow-up call with our technician, but that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
I have my wallet and stock over there. Let me go over there.
Sure.
Okay. I have a debit card. I think a Visa.
A Visa? Okay. And do you know if the name on the card is your name, the business name, or both?
It's the business name.
The business name? Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then...
In my name, you know. But in the bottom is a Flores Reserva.
And is it first and last Tomas Flores, or do you have a middle initial or middle name?
No, just Tomas Flores.
Tomas Flores, okay. And then, Mr. Flores, you said that was a Visa card. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Tomas, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Yeah, I gotta go all the way to the truck, far away.
Oh, that's okay. I'll talk as you walk. Let me go ahead and do a couple of things here while I've got you on the phone and while you're on your way to get that card. We do want your account to be secure, and I'm going to set up a security question. Now, if anyone calls us and says that they're with Tomas Flores Tree Service, even if it's you, Tomas, and we recognize your voice, we will still ask you to give us the answer to the security question. And more importantly, anyone who calls you and tells you that they are with Google or that they're with Local Splash, they're going to need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They're also going to need to know both the answer and the question. Now, your options for the security question are the city you were born in,